Texans have been turning to Neil Sperry for gardening advice since 1970. You can call him now at 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
All right, thank you very much, Sarah Mary Travelin. And indeed, if you call now, we do have two or three calls ahead of you. It's been a very busy morning, and I'm grateful for that. And so this is our chance to help you with the plants at your place, but we're kind of sold out for just a little bit. We have Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum joining us right now, and Jimmy's report is sponsored by Dalworth Clean. And always a good thing for a garden program to have is a carpet cleaning company sponsoring us. And so although Jimmy, I'm sure, doesn't track mud into his house, I do into mine. So I'm glad you're feeling better, pal. That's not much fun.
No, it's not.
Well, Jimmy mentioned in an email to me he had been struggling with vertigo, and I, too, have had that a few times, and you just want to hang on to the floor and not get thrown off the face of the earth. So we'll visit on that another time. Right now, we're going to talk about Louisiana iris. These are beautiful iris, and they are really, really useful in a landscape, aren't they?
They are. They're actually, part of their, background is two of our natives here in Texas, a couple in Louisiana. They're perfectly suited for, everybody thinks Louisiana iris initially for bog gardens or wet gardens. They'll actually grow in regular garden soils just right out in a flower bed. Once they're established, really don't need a lot of water, surprisingly enough, during the summer. It's just early spring when they put out their new growth. But they come in every color, blue, red, orange, yellow, pink. There are so many new amazing hybrids. There's literally hundreds of them.
There's not really a true fire engine red, is there?
There is getting closer. That's the one color that's kind of a rusty orange still more
yeah,
than red.
Yeah.
The one we're still kind of waiting for.
Yeah, and Jimmy, please explain to people who are not familiar with Louisiana iris. I see that you listed as one of your 10 most underused perennials that are adapted here. How does it differ from bearded iris? Hugely, is my opinion, but how? How does somebody recognize Louisiana iris from bearded iris?
Bearded iris tends to have a very large flower with three petals down and three petals up. Most of the new Louisiana hybrids tend to have a very flat type flower with flowers open completely. Blooms a little later. Ours are just starting. The bearded iris have just finished. The Louisiana irises are just starting. But my main difference is, one, the foliage tends to be much taller, much longer, tends to can take quite a bit more shade and a little bit more moisture in the growing habit. And it's much more vigorous. Bearded iris mainly grow to about a foot or so a year. I've had Louisiana iris literally stretch out runners 2.5-3 feet, depending on variety, within one year.
And Louisiana iris leaves are very graceful. They're very pretty. They make a lovely backdrop or mid to backdrop, depending on the size of your perennial garden for a garden. They are, they kind of give you the effect that an ornamental grass would give, but with colorful flowers. So that's kind of nice. All right. Where will they find them at the Dallas Arboretum?
Well, you'll find them in several places because I happen to love them. So there's a lot in the women's garden near the pulpit. There's a whole collection there. The lay ornamental garden has my personal collection from my old house. I moved over there. Yeah, there was about 6 new varieties in the trial gardens I bought last year because they were supposed to be some new colors I hadn't seen yet, and they're in full bloom right now.
Okay, and I hope he takes this right, folks, as I tell you that every plant freak like Jimmy Turner needs to have 66 acres of public garden to move his old plants over to. I love this. He can try anything he wants, and it's all in the name of research, and it's done beautifully. You got to see the Dallas Arboretum. All right, Chihuly is a reason to go to the Dallas Arboretum, and there are people who say, what did Neil just say? Tell us about that.
Well, 66 acres of flowers wasn't enough. Now we're going to have about, and I'll say this out loud, $21 million worth of glass art spread across the garden for the next 6 months. They're actually installing them right now. We have 30-foot towers of glass. This is blown glass outside, giant balls floating in the reflective basin. There's this beautiful tubes and stuff in the Ferndale. They're all over the garden. It just makes the garden look magical. And we'll be opening up at night, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night, starting May 5th. Also put that.
Lynn and I went to the 20th anniversary dinner for the McKinney Education Foundation last night, and President George Bush was the keynote speaker. You are going to need those guys that were there last night around your perimeter. My goodness, I didn't know the value of all that. I knew it was special. I didn't know that. That's really good. All right, make plans for seeing the Chihuly exhibit at the Dallas Arboretum starting, you said, May 5, correct?
Yes, sir.
That's just around the corner. That's like, wow, 2 weeks away. That's right. Jimmy says. Education, you have some programs coming up.
We've got three classes coming up next week on Saturday. You need to take a choice from the morning which one you want to do, but we've got one on Sustainable Rose Gardening by Al Osen, one of our garden volunteers and very avid rose gardener from 9 to 11. He'll talk to you about which roses and how to grow them and take you on a tour of the ones we have at the Arboretum. Or you can take a class from Amanda Griffin, one of my licensed irrigators we use at the Arboretum, Irrigation Insights for Drought Conditions. And that'll pretty much tell you everything you need to do about water control and irrigation and drip irrigation. You know, what will help your yard survive this twice a week watering we're under right now.
Now, Amanda has been very active in the Texas Water Smart Coalition in representing the irrigation industry, and she is very, very good. I've been really impressed with her, so that's a great speaker for that. How does somebody sign up for the education courses?
Call 214-515-6540 or just go to our website, Dallas Arboretum, and click on Education.
All right, that's great. How do they find the Dallas Arboretum?
We're at 8525 Growland Road, and that's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. Take I-30 over to Grand Avenue, go north, and we'll be on the left-hand side. Or take on Road South Mini Venue and just look for the green sign to say Dallas Arboretum.
Folks, the Dallas Arboretum is 30, 35 years old, starting with the planning phases, et cetera, and it is one of the signature gardens in America now, one of the 10, and probably climbing that ladder, signature gardens in the United States. And it's the people like Jimmy Turner and his horticulture staff that make that happen. Fundraising is critical. All of the volunteers and the ancillary education, everything else, but without what Jimmy and his team do, it wouldn't happen. It couldn't happen. There wouldn't be a garden there to talk about. So we appreciate all that hard work. Jimmy, I make light of you and the fact that you are a plant freak. You've admitted that plenty of times.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a compliment to both of us. You know, I'd be proud to have somebody call me that, but I am 150th the plant man that Jimmy Turner is. I appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, talk to you soon. DallasArboretum.org is the website, southeast side of White Rock Lake. All right, and that report is sponsored today. I just laid it aside here, my head copy, by the great folks at Dalworth Clean. Dalworth Clean is the company that I have told you about now for 32 years. You can rely on them to clean, restore, repair, replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. That replacement aspect comes from Dalworth Fine Floors at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills, where Justin Sifford is the manager. They have a separate phone number, which I will give you right now, for the finest in floor surfaces, the finest. You need to go see the showroom, but if you just would prefer to have the shop at home service, it's 817-520-1400. They're open 6 days a week. Call tomorrow, 817-520-1400. They have glorious carpet and hardwood floors and tile and all the things at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. It is worth the drive from 30 or 40 miles away. Now back to Dalworth Clean, which is the parent company of all of this. Right now, pay only $29 per area to have five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth cleaned. You can book online and get all the other information about all the Dalworth areas of business by going to Dalworth.com or call them at 214 or 817-267-8433. Book online today or call tomorrow, 817 or 214-267-8433. Remember, $29 per area, five areas or more, deep down Dalworth carpet cleaned. Dalworth Clean, Dalworth.com.
Call Neil now, 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227.
Made a quick reference to the McKinney Education Foundation event last night, and it was glorious. 650 people there. President George Bush was masterful in his address, and very humble, and very engaging, very supportive of the cause of education and the McKinney Education Foundation. This is the third time that he has addressed that organization. My wife is one of the emeritus board members. She and John Valencia and Pam Sexton are three who got this whole ball running 20 years ago. I'm immensely proud of her, of them, for what they've accomplished. And President Bush and the current superintendent, J.D. Kennedy, referred to the McKinney Education Foundation as being a beacon example in Texas and in America of what an education foundation can be. And so we're immensely proud, and what a wonderful night it was to celebrate. Let's go back to our phone lines now. We have Travis in Waco. Travis, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, sir. How can I help?
I have two, I guess they're Bradford pear trees, and a couple weeks ago when we had all those bad storms come through, we had some hail, and I thought that, you know, they might have got a damage from hail, but weeks later, there's still a lot of, I guess, brown tips, and I was thinking that it's fire blight.
Travis, I think I agree with you. Having seen it in Conroe at a friend's house last week, having had a post on my Facebook page today, and I addressed it, I said for the first time in 42 years, I am willing to say I am seeing fire blight on ornamental pears, on the Callery pears. If you go to Neil Sperry on Facebook, you'll see that photo, and you'll see my comments about it. I even used it as my garden tip for today to say that I think it may be fire blight. Bradford pears are now beginning to show another problem. As if cotton root rot and the bad limb structure weren't enough, now they have this thing showing up this year. I have no idea whether it's going to be an ongoing problem that will get worse, or if this is just a fluke of one time out of 42 years that I've been watching Bradford pears. I don't know. And I'd also be interested in knowing if the other ornamental pears, like Aristocrat and some of those, are also showing the same problem. I don't know. It's the first time I've ever seen it. So,
now, is this like terminal to the tree, or?
Well, the fire blight traditionally, let me take you to the worst case, the one that people sometimes mix up by name, Bartlett pear. That's the really good edible pear that should never be sold in Texas, ever, ever. And Bartlett pear is highly susceptible to fire blight. It will kill more than just the tips of the branches. It kills entire branches and eventually weakens and kills the entire tree. Most of the Asian pears do the same thing. I've made the mistake of thinking that I could try those. And within 3 or 4 years, they were developing fire blight, and I took them out after 4 or 5 years. Fire blight is a bacterial disease. It gets in while they're in bloom. That's why you spray with agricultural streptomycin while they're blooming. Bees carry the disease from one infected plant to a healthy plant, or from one infected part of a plant to a healthy part of the same plant. And then you'll see the tip die back. It may be 2 or 3 inches, like it is on the photo and on my Facebook page, or it could be 18 or 24 inches. Often you'll see a lesion that looks like it's been hit by a blowtorch on the twig, on the branch.
Yeah.
The only control for it is the prevention with the agricultural streptomycin. And I don't know that that's really truly prevention, but it does abate a lot of it. And then the other thing you can do is physically remove it by trimming off each branch that has been impacted by it, getting that inoculum out of the way. And to do that, you need to have either lopping shears or a long-handled pole pruner or a saw or whatever it takes to get to reach it. You need to remove each one of them, and between every branch, before you make a cut on the next branch, you need to wash the pruning equipment in a 10% chlorine bleach solution, 90% water. And when you're finished, you rinse it one more time, but then you put oil on it so it doesn't corrode. But that's it. And fire blight, if it starts getting Bradford pears, that's going to put an even quicker death to them. They have a life expectancy of 10 or 12 years usually because of their limb structure.
Yeah.
And this may even shorten that. I don't know. I don't know. I've never seen it like this before.
Because the two trees I have, they're probably over 20 feet tall. And,
yeah.
You know, they have a width of about 12 to 15 feet.
Right. So. Well, those are at their mature size. And eventually you will probably see one of them or both of them develop discolored branches in the center.
Oh, yeah.
And then they will start to crack and split in a windstorm. And that's the typical thing that happens to them, unfortunately. It's a beautiful tree. I wish it didn't have that problem. Aristocrat is has stronger branching. It's a better tree from that standpoint, but does have these other issues. Anyway, Travis, I've told you more than I know on Bradford pears.
Okay. All right. All right.
Appreciate your call. Thank you, sir, very, very much. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Get a 3-year subscription for $44.95, less than $15 per individual year when you buy the 3 years together. Or you can buy a single year at $23.95, see how you like it. But let me tell you, if you buy the 3 years for $44.95, you have a big savings to start with, and if you don't like it, I'll refund all that money anyway. So you can't lose either way. You say, well, Neil, I've never seen this magazine. I hear you talk about it, but I've never seen it. I look on the newsstand. I know. I understand that. How many newsstands are there in Texas? I can't cover them all. I can't afford to do that. The big national publications that may have a circulation of 5 million, they can do that. I can't do that. I'm a small businessman. My wife and I own the magazine. So we do it this way. And then I guarantee that you'll be satisfied or we'll refund your money. We have the finest garden writers in Texas writing for our magazine, and every word is written specifically for your Texas landscape and your Texas garden. It's 3 years, just $44.95, less than $15 per year for what otherwise would be $23.95 per year. Call today before 11 if you want this offer. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Those welcome spring rains that have made everything look so beautiful aren't so welcome for your foundation. This is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. The rains have made our dry soils expand, putting enormous pressure on your foundation. If you're seeing little cracks in the walls or if your doors are starting to stick, call Advanced Foundation Repair. Their patented Pro-Lift repairs come with a transferable lifetime warranty. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com.
All right, let me tell you about Dallas Plumbing Company right now and invite you to give them a call. They will be at our house installing a new AC unit. We had to postpone this week because we weren't home. Had something come up, but we're going to be home this week, and that new AC unit will go in. Very difficult to install because of where it is in the house, and they said, we can do that. That's no problem. We can do that. I thought, ooh, better you than me. They know what they're doing. They are fabulous. The Downs family, serving the DFW Metroplex for four generations since 1903, Dallas Plumbing Company. Now, we're getting what I'm about to tell you about, and we're excited about Dallas Plumbing Company, a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. Through June 30, get up to $1,350 cash back on an amazing new Infinity air and heating system powered by Greenspeed. It shatters the myths about heat pump efficiency in our climate, and 0% interest for up to 12 months with a regular minimum payment. Oh, my. Come see the new designer and famous brand faucets, sinks, toilets, and much more on display at their kitchen and bath showroom. That's at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. Avoid problems with fitting your new fixtures to your plumbing. Talk to the experts first. That's where all the fixtures at our home came from, and that's where our new Infinity system will come from Carrier. That's Dallas Plumbing Company. On the web, it's dallasplumbing.com. You know their orange and black trucks. You've seen them all over. A legacy company, and they've earned that legacy. dallasplumbing.com, 214-340-6300, 214-340-6300, dallasplumbing.com.
Neil Sperry's eGardens electronic newsletter is free. It comes directly from Neil's computer to your email box. eGardens is informative, fun, and ultra-timely. It's also a way Neil can send out instant alerts of weather warnings to gardeners. He won't spam you, nor will he give or sell your email address to anyone. More than 30,000 people are already subscribing, and you should be too. That's Neil Sperry's eGardens electronic newsletter. Sign up today at neilsperry.com.
Comes out this next Thursday. Be sure to be there. Feed your trees and prevent insect damage with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Insect Control. Its dual-action formula delivers 12 months of systemic insect protection even against caterpillars, and it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray concentrate formula, and your tree is protected and fed. It's easy to use. You mix it in water, pour it from the bucket or the sprinkling can, and over the tree or shrub root system. The insecticide dissolves in water and moves up through the tree or shrub, providing 12 months of protection, including new growth. It provides protection for trees and shrubs, including some fruit and nut trees and containerized plants. Check the label for a complete listing. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. That's Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Insect Control. Ask for it by name. We go back to the phones now, and next up is Mike in Richardson. Mike, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Mike. Mike in Richardson.
I want to plant a tall tree.
Yes, sir.
And my challenge is that I've got a telephone pole type wires going on top of the sidewalk that's on the side of my house. I live in a corner, which is on the east side, and they're about 40 feet from my gutter. And so I need something that's not going to get too wide, but I need something that's maybe going to grow a little taller, so I don't plant it, too close to the house, and so where it doesn't interfere with the power lines or the house.
All right, so we have 40 feet to work with, and from that we need to stay away from the power lines, and we need to stay far enough away from the house that we don't cause problems with the guttering or with the foundation.
Correct.
All right, and is it one story or two story at that point?
A one story house.
All right, and how tall a tree are you looking for? What are you trying to accomplish? Is this a visual frame, or is it shade? What is it?
Some shade, maybe some shade. More just to fill a void of nothingness.
All right, it's Mike. I'm going to tell you, it's hard to do a landscape plan without seeing the rest of it. It'd be like a decorator trying to decorate a room without seeing the room. And so it's kind of hard for me to tell you. But the most upright trees that we have are little gem magnolia. I think it would be fine. I don't think there's any way it's going to harm the power lines if you were 10 feet out from the house. I would not put it halfway out. Teddy bear magnolia looks like it would grow taller, but it doesn't. It has large leaves, larger than the little gem. But it stays about 20 feet tall and about 12 or 14 feet wide. I have not seen a mature one yet because it's only been on the market a few years, but that's what we're told by the grower. Little gems are all over town, and you can see how large they are. You can kind of figure if that would fit into that area. Whatever you do, stay away from the power lines with them because it's hard to prune a magnolia or really, for that matter, any tree to look right up against power lines. You just don't want to take that chance. Tree-form crepe myrtles will get up tall. You can get a 30-foot crepe myrtle pretty easily. Some of the varieties get that tall. They get certainly 25 feet tall. So that's a possibility. Red buds are small trees, but and a red bud would go halfway or let's just say 16 or 17 feet out from the house. So would the golden rain tree. So would lacy oak, L-A-C-E-Y. Those are some of the best of the small trees. Mexican plum would as well. But as far as columnar trees are concerned, the best would be the two magnolias that I mentioned. If you were in an area that had better soil, I'd recommend sweet gums, but they're doomed in the Richardson soils, long-term wise.
Someone mentioned a type of elm that's tall.
Augustine ascending elm, and there are some other variations of that. I mean, they grow like Lombardy poplars. They are 30 feet tall and 5 feet wide. I guess if that's what you like, that could work. It's awfully dramatic. It wouldn't be what I would want, but it's a selection of American elm, and they're fairly well adapted. There used to be some down on Turtle Creek. I don't know if they're still there. There used to be some before the 100 million years ago when Dallas Parkway was the only northbound thing north of Beltline. There used to be some. I think it was somewhere south of there. There were some, but they're long gone. It's a pretty plant. It's called Augustine Ascending Elm.
So maybe I should take some photos and...
You need to take photos from several different angles so that people can really get a good perspective and go into a nursery during the week when they're not covered up and ask to see the manager. Best of all, if there is a Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional, those are the people that can give you the best advice.
Okay, great.
Well, we got you started, and I'll bet you that the answer is going to come out of the ones that you just heard me go through. I really appreciate your call. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to take a break, and I see that Charlotte has rejoined us. We lost that connection. Folks, the radio station is moving. I think it's been pretty well documented, and that has meant that there's a lot of work going on, and we may be losing calls periodically because of that, if nothing else. So, Charlotte, you'll be my first call up on the other side. And, folks, I may also tell you that this is my long segment. She's the only call I have on hold right now. And so if you would like to call right now, if you're one of the next two or three callers, you'll be on in this segment at 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP, or Verizon is the pound sign and then 820. 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP, Verizon pound 820. North Haven Gardens has lots of drought and heat tolerant shrubs in stock. They always do. They are always your source of reliable plants, reliable advice, fun things to find, things you don't find anywhere else. In fact, I've said publicly many times that probably of the new plants that have come into the marketplace since North Haven opened in 1951, when such and such a plant was new, odds are very good. Probably two-thirds of them showed up first at North Haven Gardens. That's just kind of the way it is. Barberry. Colorful foliage, spring through fall, and very drought-tolerant. The new varieties come in shades of bright lime green, orange and gold, crimson pygmies, an old variety, lime glow, golden ruby, orange rocket, tiny gold, and royal burgundy. Kind of sounds like a rainbow, doesn't it? Buddleia, attract butterflies with gorgeous heat-tolerant spikes of flowers through the summer. Lots of varieties in stock with blooms of pink, purple, white, and deep rose. Buddleia. And let me tell you, they have about 80 other plants that will attract butterflies as well. I just threw a number out there. They can help you, and their people know the plants that will. And as far as crepe myrtles in stock, they have burgundy cotton, country red. That's my favorite red. Ralph Pincus, the founder of North Haven, told me about that one many years ago. Dynamite, Hopi, Natchez, Pink Ruffles, Catawba. That's my favorite purple. Oh, wow. Snow and Tonto, Victor, and more. Caladium tubers, limited quantities. Get your favorites right now. They're at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central in North Dallas, just inside LBJ Freeway. 7700 North Haven Road, NHG.com. North Haven Gardens, 214-363-5316.
Opinions, ideas, agreements, disagreements. This is Life on your radio. 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Arborological Services, the experts your trees deserve. Whatever the maintenance of your trees would involve, whether it is routine fertilizing and feeding and checking that roots are doing the right things, not girdling, not covered up, root flares covered. They know trees. They think about trees, and they will recognize what needs to be done for your trees. You will have one of their specialists assigned to you, and you will develop a wonderful relationship with that person. That's my prediction. I get so many nice comments about Arborological Services, and they very often begin with, and I'll just pick a name, Joe from Arborological came out today and he told me here's what we need, or Margie came and here's what she told me, and I just pick names that are not necessarily involved there, just random names. But that's the way I see those posts on Facebook and notes that come to me at my magazine, etc. Arborological Services, founded by Kevin Bassett and Steve Hauser. Steve is the owner now. Kevin's still there working, and Steve has surrounded himself with an incredible team. So, for the best in tree service, Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. Fort Worth, 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. And on the web, arborological.com. Arborological Services. It's time, late time, to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Jerry, I will redeem myself. I will get better at this. Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. WBAP News Time now is 10:36. New details today in the Secret Service scandal. The agent being credited with sweeping in and cleaning up is female agent Paula Reed, head of the Secret Service detail in Latin America. Senator Susan Collins, ranking member of the Homeland Security Committee, said she was impressed.
She acted decisively, appropriately, and I can't help but wonder if there had been more women as part of that detail, if this ever would have happened.
Collins appearing on ABC's This Week. UN ceasefire monitors have toured a rebel-held town in central Syria with army defectors, violence though being reported elsewhere in the country. Activists say at least a dozen people have been killed in gun battles. A shortage of bridges, of brides in rural central Spanish villages being taken on by organizers of a dating association. Say they're trying to slow a population drain from the countryside by introducing bachelors in the villages to women bussed in from Madrid. WBAP News Time now is 10:37.
In downtown Dallas, northbound I-45 at the exit ramp to eastbound I-30, police working with a collision, and in Grapevine, road work, southbound Highway 121 at Highway 114. This report brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. You know that 2:30 feeling, you've hit the wall, but you got to get stuff done. That's the time for 5-Hour Energy. 5-Hour Energy when you got to get stuff done. With the 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
WBAP weather in touch forecast. Sunny and 78 today, partly cloudy down to 49 tonight. It's going to be windy today and tonight. Then tomorrow, sunny and a little calmer, 74 for the high, sunny and 79 on Tuesday. Sunny skies, 72 degrees right now at DFW Airport. And a reminder, spring storm season is here. Get instant updates from WBAP Chief Meteorologist Brad Barton right on your smartphone. Go to weatherintouch.net to subscribe. It's 10:37. I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Wouldn't it be relaxing to add a water feature to your garden? You can enjoy the sound of running water in your own backyard, flowing from a disappearing fountain or stream wrapping around your home. At Creative Water Gardens, the largest water gardening center in North Texas, you'll find more than an acre of ponds, fountains, and aquatic plants. Also, they have a big selection of domestic koi. These koi come in all different sizes, colors, and prices to fit every pond and every budget. They have a great team of skilled employees who will help you design your pond and even install it. Don't miss the large variety of Asian pottery at Creative Water Gardens. They can be incorporated into any home or garden, no matter what the size. These beautiful pieces are great for planters, container gardens, and disappearing fountains. Visit Creative Water Gardens at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of I-635. Check out the website, creativewatergardens.net, or call 972-271-1411. Open Monday 9 to 3, Tuesday through Saturday 9 to 6, and closed on Sundays.
Ortho Weed Be Gone Max for Southern Lawns in ready-to-use and concentrate forms. Ortho Weed Be Gone Max for Southern Lawns has a new look and a revolutionary new applicator for 2012. Whether you have a few or a lawn full of weeds, try Ortho Weed Be Gone Max for Southern Lawns. The new gallon ready-to-use bottle has the newly designed comfort wand. It's a battery-driven applicator with batteries included. No more trigger, no more pull and spray. It's the ideal liquid herbicide for spot weeding individual weeds. It kills major broadleafed weeds with results in hours. Ortho Weed Be Gone Max kills the root of the weed and it's rainproof in 1 hour. It can be used only on home lawns, perennial ryegrass, fescues, common and hybrid Bermuda grass, Zoysia, and St. Augustine. Or the concentrate treats 5,300 to 10,600 square feet, a quarter of an acre. Depending on the type of grass, you can apply it with the tank sprayer or with an Ortho Dial-In Spray hose and sprayer. Both products are available everywhere across the state of Texas. Ortho Weed Be Gone Max kills the weeds, not the lawns. Find out more at ortho.com.
Join Neil Sperry on Facebook. That's N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. And join him right now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Travelin, very much. And we go back to our phone lines. We go to Charlotte in Kingston, Oklahoma. Charlotte, this is Neil.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm on Lake Texoma up here. I've got some absolutely gorgeous hostas. At least they were until 2 weeks ago. Something's eating them. Big bites out of them every day. I go out there and they're more and more.
All right. I would say that 100% of the cases where I have seen hostas being eaten, it has. And there's always possibility something else, but 100% of the cases I've seen have been snails and slugs. It will happen. It will happen overnight, and almost invariably, you'll see the slime trails that they leave behind. Seven dust is my go-to to control them, and I dust the plants and the soil surface, and then a day or two later, I wash it off and get it out of sight, and I never see the slugs or snails after that.
God, I hope that works.
I bet it will.
I've got some that are 5 feet across, and I don't want to lose them.
I bet you won't. Seven dust will work well. There are baits that will work also, and then there are a lot.
I put diatomaceous earth on the ground around them. Will that help? Not.
It's not one that I have traditionally recommended.
Yeah.
People who are adverse for whatever their reason to using seven will sometimes sink a pie pan and put beer or some other fermenting material in. Actually, one day I observed a kind of an odd thing, and that was I had a metal dog dish that I had some food in, and a rainstorm came up and got the dog food wet. Actually, it was kind of floating in there. Well, that fermented within a few hours, and the snails and slugs were in there. So, you know, it's all different ways to do it. But seven dust has one of the lowest toxicities of any of the insecticides, and it works very effectively on it.
Well, that's what I'll get there.
There you go, Charlotte. I appreciate
you very
your call.
Much.
Thank you. Let's go to Carla in Dallas. Carla, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
I am spectacular. Thanks for asking.
Listen, I have an oleander or two, I guess bush, I don't know what they are, on the corner of my house, sort of inherited it when I bought the house, and it's just huge, and it's like almost up to the roof of the house. I want to know, is there something I can do to cut it back, or just should I get rid of it?
Well, getting rid of it is totally up to you. I can't see your landscape, and I've been known to take plants.
For it. I mean, it looks okay. It's just like I said, it's so big.
I can help you. Let me lay out a couple of things. First of all, there are times that I have been known to take out overgrown plants just because I got tired of my landscape looking the way it did. It's a hard decision to make, but sometimes you feel better after you do it. You say, wow, I wish I'd done that sooner. But that's up to you. The other fact is, yes, you can prune oleanders. The time to prune them would be right after they bloom in the spring, or right after they should have bloomed in the spring, depending on whether they have flowers or not this year. So that time is coming up very shortly, probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I would do that a branch
sort of
at a time, and I'd use lopping shears to prune it back. I'd try to maintain the natural shape. I would definitely not use hedge shears. You could probably take a third of it off. If you take too much off, then you're going to get very strong vegetative regrowth, almost as if the plant had frozen, and that will come at the expense of next year's flowers. They don't bloom very well if they're growing vegetatively strongly.
Okay, that sounds good.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Steve in Irving. Steve, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I have
got some liriope that I planted on a mulch mound around a huge ash tree, and it has gone ballistic. And due to the tree being so big over the years, the St. Augustine is, slowly thinning out. And I decided that I'm going to let this liriope go ahead and take over, but I'm wondering what I can use to take out the last vestiges of the St. Augustine that wants to hold on and knock it back, plus whatever else is popping up in the liriope, without killing the liriope.
All right, Steve, what I would do if it were my bed or my area is I would define where the bed was going to end. I would put edging in, or I would do something to say, okay, here is my boundary. Here's where I'm going to allow the liriope to develop. And here is where I'm unwilling to let it grow, and maybe that's a retreating boundary or an invading boundary as the shade gets bigger and the liriope spreads some more. It's just a temporary definition, but you put a boundary in, and then where you can access the St. Augustine with a pure glyphosate, not one of the mixtures of different things. You spray the St. Augustine with that. And by buying the type like you have, the purple bottle, if you're using Roundup that has the original glyphosate, you do not have anything that will contaminate the soil. So that's how you get rid of it. Now, you cannot spray that on the liriope. You can't get it near the liriope because it'll damage it.
I'm experienced at that. That's why I'm asking.
I'm trying to help. I'm trying to help. Bear with me. All right. Then you just let it.
That liriope is so vigorous, it has jumped and gone under the curb, the concrete edging that I have around my shrub beds. I got liriope coming up under my shrubs now that I didn't plant. So that's why I'm thinking about just giving up and letting it go because it's so vigorous. But listen, I love your show, and thank you so much for your thoughts.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. All right. And we will come back to Dave in Dallas. We have time for probably one or two other calls beyond Dave. If you'd like to call right now, he is the only call we have ahead of you. That's 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP, which is 800-288-9227. Verizon, it's the pound sign, and then 820. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, you have another 12 or 13 minutes to make this call. If you would like to save a huge amount on my magazine, it's, let me do the math. You're saving almost $8, less than $15, less than, you're saving to less than $24. You're saving almost $9 by buying the magazine now, if I've done my math, or I'm just doing that on the fly. But anyway, what normally would be $23.95 is less than $15 if you buy a three-year subscription. Here comes the pitch now. A three-year subscription for $44.95. I wanted to give an offer where we could take advantage of people's enthusiasm this spring and get them interested in a really high-class gardening magazine. Our magazine is written by the finest garden writers in Texas. It is written specifically for Texas. It says on the cover, on the front cover, the definitive word in Texas horticulture. And that's an important thing, because gardening doesn't transplant well to North Carolina or Oregon or Massachusetts or North Dakota. What grows there and how you grow it there won't apply here. And our magazine does apply here. Every word written just for Texas. Okay, so here's the deal once again. 1 year is $23.95, but 3 years is only $44.95. Satisfaction guaranteed, good for new and renewing subscribers. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Call before noon.
Discover the difference with the power of perennials. Don't settle for the ordinary. Earth-friendly landscapes with Texas natives and well-adapted plant selections require less water and maintenance and provide beauty and a pleasing environment to complement your home and lifestyle. At Shades of Green, they encourage you to think outside the box. With spring now in full swing, daily shipments are arriving at Shades of Green. They're stocked up with fresh selections of quality annual color, perennial color, herbs, native plants, shrubs, and trees. Don't forget, you'll find everything you need to go organic at Shades of Green. Take the drive out to Shades of Green in Frisco and see for yourself why they really are not your ordinary nursery. Give them a call at 972-335-9095. That's 972-335-9095. Stop by and visit Shades of Green at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, Half Price Books turns 40 years old this year, and that's a pretty big deal in my book, pardon the pun. Hey, time warp back to 1972 if you can. The Godfather, The Last Picture Show, Led Zeppelin, The Waltons, and Half Price Books opened its first store for those of us with a passion for reading, a conscience for the environment, and an eye for a bargain. Almost everything's half price or less, and things have only gotten better. Sure, technology's changed a lot, but like I tell Jenny, Half Price Books is the only place where books, music, and movies find you. We never leave the store without a stack of things we had no idea we were looking for. Each store is super easy to shop with lots of friendly folks to help. These days, the best reason you should visit Half Price Books is because, well, you deserve it. Half Price Books, real books, real treasures, real cheap. 20 neighborhood locations, including their store in North Dallas on Preston Road and in Mansfield.
Thank you, my friend Jim. By the way, I misspoke a moment ago, 2 minutes ago, when I said our office is open until noon. Call before noon. Please call before 11 today. My staff will rebel. I don't need that. We don't want mutiny in the staff. So call before 11 if you want that special on my magazine. It's 1-800-752-4769. Is your swimming pool turning green? Green's a good thing, right? Well, maybe not. Not when it's your swimming pool. It's okay for the lawn and the landscape. Not so good for the pool. Go to Dixon Brothers with a water sample. Get a step-by-step balanced guide and professional strength pool life maintenance chemicals to keep it a beautiful, sparkling blue instead. Do you have leaves carpeting the bottom of your pool? You can pick up a Polaris robotic pool sweep, leaf nets, brushes, and other helpful accessories. Does your swimming pool equipment need some TLC? Need a new heater, filter, pond, a pump, or motor? Call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537. Make a service appointment to start the season right. 972-288-7537. They'll be open tomorrow. Rely on folks at Dixon Brothers for fish pond or water garden supplies and spring startup advice. Get aquatic plants and water lilies, spring pond cleaners, medicated fish foods, thermometers, and much more. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call them at 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. Or go by Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, 204 North Galloway, one block north of historic downtown Mesquite on North Galloway. Quality products, tried and tested, D-I-C-K-S-O-N. We're about ready to go back to our phone lines. My thanks to Lee Riza, who has run a wonderful program for us this morning, and I'm very grateful for that. He's just done a great job. And R.J. Williams and Mike Sutton, my screeners, who have done a terrific job of finding us some really great calls. Most especially, my thanks to all of you who have called this morning. We're going to finish the program out now. We still have time for that, but I do want to be sure to be grateful and gracious and say thank you, because a talk show isn't very good without people to talk to, and a radio on-air person is not very good without his producer, his board operator. So thank you, Lee. Dave in Dallas, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate your call, sir.
Oh, it's a lovely Sunday morning.
Sure is. Sure is. How can I help you?
I've got this holly. I think it's a Buford holly. It's about 22 feet tall, but half of it's dead and the other half of it's green. So my question is, do I just take out the dead stuff and let it come back, or take it out all the way down to the trunk? Because I've got 2.5 or... I've got 4 trunks coming out of there. One's 2.5 inches, one's 1.5 inches, the others are in between.
All right, and these are healthy? Those 3 trunks are healthy, or are they including the ones that are dying back?
Some are got some that are dying back, and right, some are healthy.
Dave, it's hard to tell you without seeing it. A photo would be immensely helpful, or... you know, if I lived next door, I'd come over and I'd look and I'd say, yeah, here's exactly where I'd cut. I have had plants lose parts of their top growth, and you end up reshaping the plant. You know, I think what I would suggest to you, in the interest of a good answer in succinct order here, would be to prune out the dead wood. It's not going to come back again. See where you are. See if there's a way to reshape the healthy wood in an attractive form, and start doing that a branch at a time, and sculpt that plant back to a good-looking form. If that is not possible, if it's just too bizarre-looking, then I guess you could cut it back and let the re-sprouts come from the ground and see what you have, or it may be time to replace it. I don't know what would have caused it to die back like that, unless it were drought from last summer, or unless there's some kind of individual damage to some of those trunks. It's an unusual question.
Well, I've got to call one of your advertisers to do some work on some of the other trees in the property.
Oh, they could help you, yeah. It may verge on being a shrub, but I'll bet you they'll help you. They don't leave people in the lurch. So I really appreciate your call, but my leanings would be let's get the dead wood out, see where we are, and then we'll assess from there. So thank you so much. Let me get to Frankie and Terrell, who will be my last call today. Frankie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question about I planted two Leland cypresses 8 years ago. I had no idea what they were, how big they would get. I planted them on the side of my house, and now one of them's like 25 feet tall and the other's like 15. I wanted to know if I can remove those without damaging the roots. You know, I'm wondering how deep they go. You know, I was just wondering, I'd like to get them out of there.
You want to extract them and discard them, in other words.
Well, I didn't know if I could replant them. They're so big.
No,
you know.
It would cost you thousands of dollars to do that.
Yeah.
And Frankie, hear what I'm about to say. After last summer and all of the ceridium canker that so devastated Leyland cypress, they should never, ever, ever be planted in North Texas again.
I know. I've heard you say that.
Yeah, and I said it as bluntly and boldly as I could now because I saw a guy at a home center the other day hauling one out, and I thought, you know, do I say something? No, I'm not going to do that. But they shouldn't be sold here.
I know. But these, what's weird, these are absolutely beautiful.
Right, and there are still some that have survived and do look good, but they too may very likely come down with the disease.
And so it's okay then. I mean, they're not going to damage the roots. They don't go like up under the house or, you know,
I'm sure they do, but as soon as you cut them off, those roots are going to die and the plants will be gone and the problem will abate. It'll be gone if there is any problem. It's not to
thank
worry
you
about.
Very
you
much.
Need to get them out. You bet. I appreciate your call.
Well,
folks, thank you very much and have a great and glorious rest of your Sunday. I'm going to a church. I can get there before communion, so that's good. And I'll be there with my grandkids, a lot of them, and I'm looking forward to that. I enjoy these Sunday mornings with you, and we'll be back next Sunday. Join me at neilsperry.com. Sign up for our electronic newsletter. Happy gardening.